Leonardo moved his other hand. He rolled over on his side and unbuckled the straps of the harness. He crawled away from the flying machine and hauled himself to a sitting position. His face was scraped and red.
"Are you all right?"
Annie asked once more. Leonardo looked at her. The light had gone out of his eyes. "No," he said in a quiet voice. "I am not all right."
"Did you break something?"
asked Annie. Leonardo stood up. He stared at the twisted and torn wings of the great bird. He sighed deeply. "Only my heart," he said. "Only my heart." Leonardo turned and limped across the grass back toward his horse and cart. Jack and Annie followed. When Leonardo got to the cart, his white horse snorted, as if trying to comfort him. Leonardo pressed his head against the horse's neck. Annie stepped toward him.
"Why is your heart broken, Leonardo?" she asked quietly.
Leonardo looked back at the hill.
"All my life I have started projects that have come to nothing," he said. "My towers and bridges have never been built. My scientific ideas have never been proven."
"But,"
said Annie. Leonardo went on. "For years I made drawings of an enormous horse I planned to sculpt for the Duke of Milan. But in the end, that work came to nothing, too. I have finished only a few paintings. I cannot even finish my favorite one, a portrait of a lovely lady of Florence. Today my fresco in the hall of the Great Council was ruined. But always, in spite of all my failures, one thing brought me comfort."
"What?"
asked Jack. "I knew someday I would be the first person in the world to fly," said Leonardo. His voice quavered. "Talking with the two of you, I knew the time had finally come to test my machine."
"We're sorry," said Annie.
No, I had to test it sooner or later," said Leonardo. "But now that dream, too, has come to nothing. I will never achieve fame by flying. I will never fly."
He hung his head and stared at the ground.
"I shall go home now. I shall burn all my notebooks and my unfinished paintings and inventions. I shall leave Florence and never return."
"Oh, no," said Jack. "Wait a minute," said Annie. "You will fly."
"Annie," Jack warned. Since the machine would never work, he didn't want her to give Leonardo false hope.
"You are going to fly, Leonardo," said Annie, "and you're going to love it."
"Annie, human flight isn't possible at this time in history," Jack whispered to Annie. "A person needs a motor. We don't have a motor." But Annie paid no attention.
"Hold on, everyone," she said. "I have to get something."
She climbed into the cart and reached into Jack's bag. When Annie turned back around, Jack gasped. He had forgotten all about the Wand of Dianthus.